Blog Talk Radio. Freddie Jackson, you know what I'm saying, slash, oh, fuck, what the hell is that? The Trigger Man beat? I forgot what the hell beat that was. Doo-doo, doo-doo. That's a whole old school shit, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I forgot that original song. I have to bring my homeboy in and see if we can find out what this is. Real quick, man, this your homeboy, Reggae the Game Radio's own, up in the building, up in La Casa, up in La Playa. Doing it real big, trying to set this thing back on fire, man. It's fresh off probation, you know what I'm saying? First day back up in here, Reggae the Game Radio style, doing this thing on Blog Talk Radio right now. Although we are coming full scale soon on WDGEradio.webs.com, which soon to be WDGEradio.com, you know what I'm saying? Taking all donations, taking all help, and taking all that good shit, man. And today's shows, you know, again, fresh off probation, Cap smells so good in the building. Going to bring some of the peoples up in here, you know what I'm saying? See how everybody feel it. And we're getting back in, man. We're getting back in. We're going to start doing some more little 30-minute salivating, mouth-salivating shows, you know what I'm saying, to get you interested. But, of course, we have to get off the Blog Talk Radio Network because this bitch sound like we in VHS mode, you know what I'm saying? And we're going into 2013 HD. So I ain't got my beams and all that right now because my ship is getting worked on. So I had to rent one, you know what I'm saying? So I got a renter ship, you know what I'm saying, from Ships R Us and shit. And so it don't come with all my pops, bells, and whistles. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Fort Worth, you know what I'm saying, representing Fort Worth, Texas, you know what I'm saying, that Dallas and all that, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Big Texas, Texas big as hell anyway, so you just got to call up Texas, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big. But man slapping him in the face with the plan, you know what I'm saying, bring my dog in, Mr. Baby Powder Fresh J. Here we go, y'all, let's see if we can get this thing. God damn it, shit. We can't fucking do it for real, god damn it. We gonna go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get in where we fit in. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Life after Dust Live is in the motherfucking building, man. Mr. Sandy Baby Powder Fresh J is up in this thing, man. What's good, you my brother, man? I ain't heard from you in a little hot second. El Segundo, you know. I say that because I got my Spanish music in the background, so.
You got your homeboys in outer space spaceship.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, I'm getting my shit waxed and buffed. You know what I'm saying? Getting the spaceship shined up. So, you know, that's why I don't have access to it at the moment. But, you know. But what's good, brother? What's happening?
Man, it's so much, man. So much.
Bruh, it's been a year, man. It's been a year since real conversation has been able to be engaged, at least coming from T-Town in, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people were wondering why I was off the radio for so long, you know. Bitch, I've been on probation.
Yes, well, and congratulations on getting out for that, man. What else I wanted to tell you, too, is big ups to you, man.
They
like to trap a brother. Once they try to get a dude, a brother and sister, they want to try to keep his ass there. So when you get out of it, when you find a way away from it, it's like, okay, let's try to see how we can work around not having to fuck with their ass anymore.
But let me tell you how to. System's so fucked up. You know, this world, okay, not going to say world because people like to say, oh, man, the world fucked up. Bitch, the world is not fucked up. Get your ass out your motherfucking hood and go from goddamn where, and, yeah, you will see the world is a great place to live. Just not your four-block fucking community that you motherfuckers like to just ride around in every day and, damn, it ain't nothing to do. Well, so anyways, but, you know, there's a difference between the justice system and the legal system. See, because people like to believe in justice. See, there ain't no such thing as justice. When you seek justice, justice is when you break into my house and as soon as you come in the door unannounced and I shoot your ass. That's justice. That's called seeking justice. Your daughter get raped and you know what I'm saying, you go hunt the motherfucker down. and do something to his ass, that is the definition of justice. Okay, that is the justice system. And that's just us that's in that motherfucker. Because 9 out of 10, especially black folks, you do any other following that I just described, your ass will be in the legal system. And when you get into the legal system is what takes your life away. So that's what you don't want to be caught up in. It's one thing about the justice system, but you don't want to get caught up in the legal system. The legal system it's just so wild. It's just so crazy, man. It's not a poor man's game, put it that way. The legal system is not a poor man's game. You don't have a mouthpiece, and I'm not talking about the jailhouse lawyer type, you know what I'm saying, the mouthpiece. Well, yeah, dog, you got to do file this, that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be out. No, not that type. I'm talking about the type when you get in front of these courts of law, you have to have a lawyer. You have to have a lawyer. A lot of the shit that I have been through this past year, man, let me tell you something. You know, it's all, everything is a blessing in disguise. Don't never look at nothing that happens to you in life like it's something that you know, is only happening to you, or it's fucked up because it's just seemingly to be happening to you. No. I mean, people go through fucked up things every day, you know what I'm saying? And by me working in the law office this past year, shout out to the law office of LaTarsha Brown, I learned a lot, man. And I'm going to tell you, my penny and a case, 7 DVDs to a police officer in full uniform, which I didn't even do, you know what I'm saying? And everybody can go on to the YouTube video and see that I ain't never even sell nothing to this old stupid motherfucker. But because, you know what I'm saying, we live in this just us system, you know, here it is, you know what I'm saying? A year later, I had to, you know, I thank you, Lord, for the education. I filed my own motions, you know what I'm saying? I got my own hearing dates, you know, with the correction of attorney, you know, my attorney, Attorney Brown. But I did everything on my own, you know what I'm saying? And to the point, all she had to do was she stood up Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, went to court, third person in line, 4 minutes later, you know what I'm saying, boom, I'm out the court. Probation terminated, you know what I'm saying? I wrote my motion up so swift, so hard, they didn't even want to get into, you know what I'm saying, my whole, what you call your supporting grounds, and you got factual basis. The factual basis is, you know, what you actually got charged for, what happened. I was on probation, blah, 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 blah. That was the factual basis. I never violated none of that. That's factual. Now, the actual supporting grounds is, motherfucker, I done did 1,000 hours in the goddamn law office. Voluntarily. No compensation. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I, you know, so that's on my, that's number one on my sheet. So if you're going to sit up and tell me, you know, why you ain't going, why you going to deny it, you're going to have to come up with some good-ass grounds. I came up with over 12 different grounds, you know what I'm saying, that support, you know, my issue. Main issue, I shouldn't even have been on this bullshit in the first place because I never sold anything to this dumb-ass motherfucking police. You know I switched up my motherfucking tone, too. I'm limiting the word to crackle because this is a universal radio show and everybody ain't southernly seasoned. Let me put it nicely like that. So that's a common term down here. You feel me? That's a common nice term down here.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, southernly seasoned. You know what I'm saying? You got to be southernly seasoned to appreciate that word because, like I say, you know, you can come down here to Florida. You ask any white person that has been here, that's born and raised in Florida, they will tell you, I am a Florida cracker. They might say it with the ER on it, cracker. I'm a Florida cracker, born and raised Florida cracker. So I ain't going to call them that, dude. We ain't going to go there. I'm just going to call it what it is, crooked-ass police, and that's what time it is. So, like I say, through the whole process, man, listen, I did 30 days in jail, and I was sentenced to 2 years probation for a third-degree felony, which is just like fucking smoking weed, for getting caught for pot, for getting caught for a blunt. I had to do 30 days in jail and got on 2 years probation, and I wasn't even smoking. Put it that way. Put it in that scenario. Now, put it on the other scenario, man. I'm handling cases that we done had come through the law office We had a motherfucking case with this dude, you know what I'm saying? And I can, you know, I'm just giving general information. Dude got caught on videotape selling some drugs. Man, look at here, mouthpiece, the lawyer, the mouthpiece, putting down the research game. You know what I'm saying? This brother never did a day in jail and only got 48 months probation. And I'm talking about selling on camera a few times with big boy. Big boy dope. Not no little stuff. I'm talking about big boy dope. 48 months. That's with a mouthpiece. Me and my public pretender going into court, you know what I'm saying? Thinking everything going to be all right because I got a public pretender. Yeah, I'm 30 days, 2 years probation. That is the legal system versus the just us system, depending on which one, you know what I'm saying, which side you want to get caught up in. Now, that's why we here. So for the past year, I couldn't talk, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't really voice my opinion on what I've been going through. I couldn't voice my opinion on the crooked-ass probation officers that, you know what I'm saying? It then a year of time, these bitches done transferred me to four different probation officers. One of the probation officers lose damn access to my damn community because she loses the remote control to get into the gate. She don't know where it's at. Ooh. How can you properly supervise somebody if you can't even come to their fucking house at any time, at any given time, to make sure they home, make sure they, you know, everything all right, if you done lost access to their damn house? And now I'm responsible for replacing the $35 remote. Yeah.
You know, irresponsible. You're trying to make something, you got to be responsible. You know, oh, you got to be responsible, make sure you check in and do this and do that. Why don't you do something simple and keep a goddamn remote? You want to pay attention to me that bad. Otherwise, make up a lie and tell me that. Tell them that, hey, yeah, I checked on them. She might have done, I mean, if she was in the wrong, she should just mail some nonsense. Yeah, he doing all right, checked on them, whatnot, instead of trying to make you pay $35. For her stupid mistake that she's supposed to be on top of anyway.
Okay, freight footer, brother, man. Well, man, listen, shit crazy. I do want to thank the Lord. This is Sunday, you know what I'm saying? We at the beginning of getting into our new year, you know what I'm saying, December 2nd. And it's a good day just to be. Yeah, I ain't gonna say physically. They didn't have me physically locked up, but mentally, I've been fucked up. I've been fucked up the past year. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with this probation shit. And it's not like I had a lot to do. I wasn't paying supervision and all that shit like a lot of people have to do. You know, they got to worry about it. But I had to take three damn piss tests, and I ain't even on drug probation that I had to pay for. Initially, the first day of probation, you get on probation. Let me break down the process. They have you sign all these damn paperwork, all this paperwork and stuff. You got to swab your mouth, give a DNA sample. But that's a lot of shit. When they get your ass in this legal system, your ass don't want to be there. I had to fingerprint. I had to swab. I had to turn myself in into a probation officer 24 hours for 48 hours when I got out. Like I was there and registered like I was a fucking sexual predator or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, I had to pay, when you first get your own probation, they charge you $31.20. $31.20, that's supposed to pay for your mandatory piss test that you're supposed to take. All right? So then, I sit up here, I do all my little shit. I'm going through, mind you, I went through four different probation officers. I get to the fourth probation officer, and this is just last month. This some bitch tell me, not only do I owe for the cost of supervision, which I told him I ain't working. You know, I don't have no job. I'm a volunteer at a law office. You know what I'm saying? In order to better myself, you know what I'm saying, to learn that field so I can go into that field and bypass the 3 and 4 years of school that it would take, you know what I'm saying, to get the training that, you know, it would take to be in the position that I'm in, technically paralegal, you know what I'm saying? Legal assistant / paralegal. And so the motherfucker going to sit up here and basically the fourth dude going to tell me, first of all, that what I'm doing ain't legal. I can't volunteer, you know what I'm saying, without, I have to be fully, gainfully employed. I have to be fully employed. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? When you look at a job, when you go to like a workforce or something like that, a work service, 9 times 10, they might have a little monitor and they tell you different ways to get employment. One of the ways to get employment is volunteering to work at that job. Because if you show the employer, you know what I'm saying, well, shit, man, I'm willing to work for you. I need a job just that bad that I'm willing to work for free for a period of time, you know what I'm saying, to get the training that I need and for you to be able to evaluate me, you know what I'm saying? No strings attached. You know, shit, yeah, I think people would want to hire a person like that, you know what I'm saying, versus somebody who you just put in an application, could have lied on the application, but you wouldn't know until after you done hired the person and, you know, 3-6 months to see their actual job performance, to know that, damn, whoever application they put in, you know what I'm saying, was the wrong application. So I had to check them on that. Then they're going to turn around and tell me, well, it looks here that you haven't paid your supervision and you haven't paid the $31.20 that's required to cover your analysis. I say, what? Whoa. We talking about a year later, 4 different probation officers. Nobody said nothing, but now you mysteriously can find these figures and say that I didn't pay some shit that was mandatory for me to even pay before probation even started. This is the game that they keep us in, people. This is the game, you know what I'm saying, that when you know when you get into the justice system, this is a game. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing legal about it. It's a game. Like the police is the gang, and there ain't nothing legal about them. They're the goddamn gang. I call it what the fuck it is. They're a fucking gang. You know what I'm saying? They got specified uniforms. They got, you know, specified shit they do. The same things gangs do. Specified bandanas, specified areas that they go and target and terrorize, specified gangs that they go and try to screw over and fuck up, just like the police. Pick on specified neighborhoods, specified groups of black people, you know what I'm saying, and come and fuck with them, including white people, you know, the meth heads and ecstasy heads that be out here, you know what I'm saying, in my area, you know. So I'm not going to call it all one-sided, but it's still a game. If you get caught up in it, you know, you're going to be in a bad way. Let me address something real quick. And there's a lot of issues I need to cover. Syria, like a lot of world shit going on right now, but the 30-minute program ain't going to do it. It's just a little launch, let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? We're getting back into full schedule, full scale, full swing. But I'm on Facebook. Shouts out to Frank Footer, who did a video shoot inside the – I didn't click on the picture. I'm going to be honest. I didn't click on the picture. I just looked at the picture from far away. You look at the picture from far away, it looked like a bunch of niggas standing in the photo. You know what I'm saying? And I left a comment that said – so women don't support you, because judging by the pic, I would say no. And if that's a fact, you might want to tighten up, because women are the ones spending bread on mixtapes and shows. So your so-called homeboys or dogs just want to get in your shows for free, you know, and be on your mixtape but not buy it. So your homies only going to get you so far as they let you. Women are the backbone of the music industry right now, and, you know, shit, they still buy CDs out the store. Now, he sent me a reply that says, obviously, you know, I didn't look closely and he said Google it, and I do that, and I will do that. I'm going to show them Google you. But, you know, in the video, you got this chick, I mean, you had to click and damn enlarge the video to see the two females that's in the picture. One that's ducked down, she looked like a little dude. And then one that's obviously got a hoodie on that's standing in the back or something. They all look like dudes. My whole point is, you know what I'm saying? When niggas down here do video shoots, they go out and they seek all their homeboys to get into the video. They don't seek the homegirls, because me personally, I want to see some ass shots all throughout the video. I want to see that. I don't want to see niggas holding up cups. I don't want to see a nigga holding up a water bottle, holding up a beer, giving out a do sign, or trying to look as hard as he can, throwing up his homeboy borrowed ice or four chains that he got around. Because it is evident when I see you in the next video, nigga, you ain't got the same goddamn jewelry on, but your homeboy do. Yeah. So I wanted to address that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Frank Foot on Facebook. I will Google you. You know what I'm saying? I will check you out. And hundreds of women. No, I don't see it on here. I will have to Google you. But I'm saying as far as this picture, now everybody want to comment. And like I say, as far as this picture goes on Facebook, and y'all can check out Frank Footer, F-O-O-T-A, you know what I'm saying? Just click on a little Facebook thing. And also, let me put this out there, just for all my archive people. Did you see my warning where I say I'm stopping accepting Facebook friends?
Oh, yes, request? I saw that. I totally agree with you on that. And
This shit is turning into MySpace, man.
They want to rock with you, bro. This is my fucking personal opinion. No, these artists want to fuck with you. They need to go fucking join your site. That's just honestly how I feel. Like, I just own some real shit. Like, these people joining Facebook, and more proud than Mark Zuckerberg or whatnot. But at the end of the fucking day, you know, it's funny how these black folks rush the shit that these white folks create, but recreate it. Y'all didn't think about looking into it when it came to Facebook and Twitter. Y'all just jumped on the ship without, you know. At one point, I got on Facebook like barely, kind of when it started. So it's just the whole thing of, you know, everybody wanted to wait to jump on the ship, and if it was created by a white person, oh, it has legitimacy all of a sudden.
Well,
so I'm just saying. I mean, I got to tell you all the time, I support, you know, everybody like, oh,
and what killed me, people, and with the Facebook shit, people don't even see how much they being used for free.
For free, bro.
Ain't getting no compensation. This past goddamn election, I know fucking well my friends ain't vote for no motherfucking Mitt Romney, but why the hell I kept getting fucking sponsored ads talking about, this person, these three people, you know what I'm saying, like Mitt Romney. And then you contact these people, hell no, we ain't vote for no damn Mitt Romney, but it's on Facebook. It's a sponsored ad. It's got your shit all tagged to it. That's why when I be doing shit to Facebook and they be talking about something, will you allow us to post information on your behalf? Hell fuck no. I skip that shit every time. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do the camera. Just do skip. You don't want to. Hell no, you don't want to be people. You be posting shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be posting just because I looked at game and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then you post that game. Hell, it's just a game. I want that shit all on my Facebook, though. Now I go on my Facebook, it's all whole goddamn games, bullshit game section, because other people now, you know what I'm saying, send me their fucking game recommendations and all these old wasteless bullshit. That's not networking. That is not the point of having a tool of mass media at your disposal. It's to get your goddamn content directly to them and out and network in a massive way. But these motherfuckers ain't caught on to that. They going back to the same MySpace. Let me put my pictures, let me put some personal home videos and all this bullshit out that has nothing to do with what the hell they got going on. It's not related to their project. It ain't related to their music videos. It ain't related to their mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? None of that. So I'm going to have to, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite him, set up another show, invite his ass to come through the show. You know what I'm saying? You got so much support. Well, have all you women call this phone number, you know what I'm saying, in support of Frank Footer. You know what I'm saying? And I play your motherfucking track. You know, shit, 10 women call in. And that's how I'm going to put it out there on his Facebook. Shit, fuck it. But, yeah, anyway, we back in the swing of things, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Baby Powder Fresh J, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Seti J holding it down for the Life After Dust Live. How the show going anyway, bro?
Man, it's going pretty good, man. I got there about 2 years ago, man. I was like, well, I woke up one morning, got on my fucking page, and said, what the hell? I've been tripping out there ever since. It's been crazy. Goofy be giving you a hard time, hippies joking around. He's like, it's the celebrity, man. Blog talk celebrity.
That's what time it is, dude. You know what I'm saying? We got a nigga in the White House again. It's going down. Nigga sitting next to Miss Fire Lady. You know what I'm saying? What?
I start my show with three new co-hosts tomorrow, man. I had co-hosts on mine, but I decided, you know, let's give another brother some co-hosts, and I think this is going to be a nice look right here. It's a good, diverse group of people that are very lively. You don't mind saying what they got to say.
Yeah. I gotta have a whole conversation. Shit. But, you know, hey, we still here, man. We still here. Still up in the building. You still doing your thing. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We still keeping it moving. We still doing the trilateral movement that we established. You know what I'm saying? Seem like, goddamn, it feel like it's been 10 years. You know what I'm saying? You know, since that shit's been going, man. But it's only been, you know, at least about two, three years, so. You know, 2013, we're coming up into 4 years, goddammit, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
And, you know, being live on the radio, I listen to a lot of these. Well, down here, we got 88.5, which is, you know, independent radio. It's our only independent radio station. So they play no commercials, you know what I'm saying? They're community sponsored, you know what I'm saying? No government handouts, none of that. So, all the shit that you hear is all independent, all, you know, this type circuit, you know, just volunteer hosts and stuff like that. But they don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess it's because we did this shit just out of the love of it and just the want to, and the want, and other people do it for the trying of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they trying to be a radio show host. Like they trying to be what they done heard. Other radio stations, they try to sound engaging. They try to sound articulate and all. They just try to. They just don't flow out naturally. The personality don't come out naturally. The conversation, the looseness, none of that comes out naturally.
You know what? You just said something. I'm going to tie it on. You just said you knocked right on the door. There's a difference between a radio host and a radio personality. Some
exactly.
of these people are just running around just being freaking hosts, but they got no personality whatsoever.
No personality.
The host. They just trying to do what they try. Well, I want to host a radio show, and they just trying to do it. But do you have a personality that's going to draw people to want to listen that's something that you, that's truly you, into you? Because at the end of the day, you got your person. The thing is, the reason why people always going to rock with us, your personality, you're not just DJ Smells So Good, just come over here, let me try to do a radio show. You know, you actually put your all into it, but you also, you know, it's not like it's fabricated. Goofy Bone, I mean, I tell him this all the time. I was like, sometimes he takes himself for granted, and I tell him this all the time, I'm saying that he has one of the most best produced shows. Because, I mean, just all the craziness between trolls and the whole idea of how he just created the fact that the Chewy entity, all this different stuff all together. I mean, I'm just saying, like, dang, I mean, this dude's, like, doing stuff, like, ahead of major radio. Like, this, the major radio morning shows and stuff. Like, he's on that level. That's the way he produces his show.
Yeah.
So it's just a blessing to be able to say, like I tell you all the time, blog talk not quite some of these blog talk newbies ain't the same, you know, and it's because they don't do how we do. We all go support each other's shows, These fuckers get on, get off, and they don't go support each other, go support other folks' shows.
And I give it up to the little show yesterday, the Black Radio Show. They actually did some cross show promoting from a Friday show and a Saturday show. So what they did is they brought the Saturday show host in and let him do his show for the second hour or first hour of the Friday show, and then the Friday show came in on the Saturday show and then did their show on the last hour, you know what I'm saying, of the Saturday show. To give them cross promotion. They both do a similar format, old school R&B, you know what I'm saying, that type soul music. So it's not like the format really changed up, but the promotion of it changed up because people might only listen to the radio on Saturdays. Some people might only listen on Fridays and might not know it's another type program, you know what I'm saying, on Saturdays. So it's like they just starting to get into cross promotion. It's just like a radio show host that I listened to back in the day. Like I say, when they first did the little simulcast with Africa, we're going to call our sister station and we're doing what is called simulcasting. This is probably like last year sometime. We're going to simulcast. We're going to talk instantly with our show in Africa via the like it was something. So spectacular. What the fuck? I called 98.7 back in the day. That's when I had everybody, when we all called at one time, and I called 98.7. I had the whole fucking world. Well, it was like 10 of us online talking
yes,
to one damn radio show, and they didn't even get it back then, the concept.
A lot of these radio shows is now getting to the fact, you know how, to, like now, you know, they're slowly doing it now. Like, hey, you can listen to their shows on the internet, too, like the radio stations on the internet now. They just now get into that because they can't fucking stop the internet radio shows and the power that we have. So they're trying to find some way to try to get that power back. But it's just so about internet radio, man. You got so much more power.
Yeah. Well, this is you know, this is a blessing in disguise. Let me send a shout out to MotorHipHop.com because, you know, that's where I got my influence to even start this Blog Talk Radio shit. I seen that damn shit on his page one day, and I came through, and I seen it on. I seen the little Blog Talk button. I clicked on it, and I was like, what the hell is that? Blog Talk Radio. Clicked on it, and it was his show live. You know what I'm saying? And he did, he got a nice little format. It's active. It's live. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of artists and stuff that he promoted, artists calling through, and that's really what, you know what I'm saying, made me like, yeah, that's what the fuck I want to do right there. And that's how I jumped on it and started, you know what I'm saying, formulating my own show, though, so it's not mimicking what he does. I do completely different from what he does. You know, I do the educational aspect and the promotion aspect, not just, being catered towards, you know, just music, you know what I'm saying? But it's because of him, you know what I'm saying? That's where I got my influence to actually come on Blog Talk Radio and utilize it for what it is. But when I came on the Blog Talk Radio, the only motherfuckers that was out, you know, pushing music heavy was them, was Motor Hip Hop, and what the hell did he call himself? Golden Squad DJs or something like that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Something like DJ. That. They kicked his ass off because he kept trying to sound like a goddamn FM radio station. All he wanted to do was play Jeezy, T.I. and all that fuck shit. His whole goddamn show. Which is a violation, you know what I'm saying, of the copyright rule. Because none of that music was registered that he was playing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole beauty of playing independent music. You ain't got to worry about that. What the fuck you hear here is what the fuck a bitch gave me to play. So, and that's what's up. So, but most shows
it's not
come,
just
like
that
I
too,
say.
Bro. People want to hear different stuff. You know, it's one thing. Some people might try to bother you and say, oh yeah, he trying to say, oh, he only play that music because it's given to him. No. Another great thing is people want to hear different stuff than they hear every day on the radio. So when they come to your show, they come to Goofy's show, they can hear different. They hear different music. They get to hear something they don't always hear. Like, I mean, like, for instance, there's stuff that I love that I would have never heard until I came and listened to y'all shows. Like, you know, I listen to She's Ready, like, damn near every fucking, at least once a fucking week. Like, I just can't stop listening to your song, man. It's part of my routine. I have to listen to it at least once a week.
Shelly K, she Facebook friend me and shit. I'm making up the CD that I made back in the day called Special Friends off of her song. I made a CD off of that shit. I put her, Q Harper, Rita Shelby, I think I got Red Shades on there at the end done, and my other homegirl, Neon, you know, because it's all like an R&B flavor. But, man, I gave one of the CDs away to this older lady, and shit, I'd be damned, a couple weeks, she say somebody stole the CD from me. She was coming back for that CD. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Because, see, when you say names, people don't know names. You just, some things you just got to give to a person to turn them on to it. That's like artists coming up, you know what I'm saying, talking about you want to buy my motherfucking mixtape. Why the fuck do I want to buy your mixtape? Nigga, I don't even know who the fuck you is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't never heard a single or anything. The first thing you're supposed to do before you put a mixtape out is put a single out, a song. And the song is supposed to be given away for free. Just supposed to be a single. But these motherfuckers, they try to jump the gun so much and think, oh, man, yeah, I'm on my third mixtape. But you ain't got one single pushed in the club, in the streets that you are known for. One single. Not songs. One song. And you step to dudes, man, you know what I'm saying, and females, too, and ask them, you know, well, what's, you know, I know your mixtape, but what's the hit song that you're pushing off of here? And then 9 times 10, like my homeboy, the hit song that he claimed he was supposed to be pushing, like I explained to him, I say, man, that's not a mixtape song, though. You know, a mixtape song has got to be something that you expect somebody to pop this into their car, bob their head to, be able to bring some other people around, they bob their head to. Thug shit doesn't do that, because women ain't going to jump into the car and, motherfuck, bitch, yo, pussy asshole.